Joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Cady on KNIA Careless on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, the Knoxville Panthers, preparing for a state tournament trip. And, well, Joel, I'll ask you, have you come down? You've obviously have. You're the coach. But, you know, how long did it take to maybe come down from, you know, wow, we made it to, okay, now we got to prepare?
Yeah, it was just kind of an accumulation of everything and a celebration of all that these guys have accomplished so far. And we've kind of talked about, you know, the checklist of things and marking off another thing on the checklist. But obviously that was the biggest one so far. It was just elation and joy for all those guys that hadn't experienced that before, and just to see how happy they were and to experience something that, you know, most never get to experience. And then on Tuesday, they're going to experience something else that most don't get to experience. It was just, you know, just pure joy for them and happiness for the work that they've put in and the amount of buy-in that they've, you know, given to me and the coaching staff. And it's just, yeah, real credit to them. And they've made our job really easy this year, and it's been fun.
You mentioned to me on the post game that a million things went wrong, but obviously a lot more things had to go right for you to win that game.
Yeah, and once you get down to 16 teams and there's that much on the line, both teams kind of bring their best, and you're completely scouted. You know, there's no surprises, and they had a massive post advantage on us, but at the end of the day in tournament play, I've always kind of felt like the team with the best guards kind of can control the game a little bit. And, you know, you look at, like, the team we play, Xavier, they knocked off Decorah, and Decorah had, you know, arguably the best big guy in the state in Kale LaFrance. And so it's just a credit to, you know, when you have good guards that can control the pace and tempo a little bit, you can win basketball games, especially in tournament time.
Your guards have been pretty good, too, with, the Norrises and Drake especially, and the other guys that come off the bench. You know, how has their play really, helped your guys all around this year?
Yeah, they control the game. I mean, their coach is on the floor, and so that I don't have to. I can, you know, prepare them in practice, and then once we get on the floor, I mean, especially in big games, they can't hear me anyway. So just to keep myself comfortable, sometimes I'm yelling stuff out, but they usually can't hear me anyways. And so I'm just super happy that, you know, I've got three guys that are an extension of me out on the floor that get us into our structure and what we want to do, and really can control the game for us on both ends of the floor. And so that's been really great. You know, less turnovers when you have three guys that can really handle the basketball, and two guys that are always on the floor that can, they're not bad ball handlers. And so it just gives us a whole different dynamic of, you know, what a lot of teams have where they've got a few guys that they don't want the ball in their hands for whatever reason. And so it just gives us a lot of versatility, and so we're able to kind of attack teams different ways.
Talking to Joel Cady, Knoxville boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Careless. The guys that come off the bench too, like Tayshawn and some of those other guys, they're not bad either. They seem to know their role, which is so huge with a successful team.
Yeah, and there's a lot that goes into learning what each one of these guys does best and how they best help the team. And it's not always easy to try to, you know, have that translate into the games. But by learning who they are, how they tick, and, you know, what they're good at, we can try to maximize those things in games. And it is difficult at times, but it's also a blessing to have guys on your bench that would probably start on a lot of the teams that you played against in the conference and things like that. And so I just give them so much credit for buying into the role that best helps the team, knowing that on a different team or a different year, they would have a much bigger role and a lot more shine. And I think that they just have realized and bought into the fact that they would rather be a part of a great team than just be great individuals.
It's always good to also have a post player as well. Caden Smith has been outstanding this year. But also, coming off the bench, Tristan Stevenson doesn't look like the typical post player, but he said, hey, that's fun going up there and going. He says he wants to go up against the taller guys and, you know, show them up a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's just something that Tristan, Tay, and Kale have all leaned into a little bit as kind of the underdogs in a way a little bit. And people expect, you know, when they come in, oh, there's a drop off because our starting five is so great and blah, blah, blah. But they take that as a challenge, and they want to raise the level of competition when they get in there. They don't want any drop off. And a lot of times, you know, you see them get in there and they get offensive rebounds and they're fighting for boards and they play good defense. And so they fit right in and they give us a lift very often.
Again, we're talking to Joel Cady, Knoxville boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner in KNIA Kevilles. Let's talk about Xavier now. We were talking before we went on that they also have very good guards too. So is this going to be a matchup of who can maybe play guard better than, you know, maybe that team does? That team's going to win?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, you know, who are your guys? And it's us versus them, and we've done a lot, you know, scouting-wise, and I know that they have too. And it all gets kind of thrown out the window once the ball is tipped, and you're going to see who has the better basketball team for those 32 minutes. And you don't have to, you know, be the better overall team. You just have to be better for those 32 minutes and sharper and execute what you're good at and play your game and not let them get you out of that.
Nobody on this team, I think, have played at State when you were in high school, but everyone else has never experienced a state tournament game on the floor. What are you going to tell them from your experience in high school what to expect?
Yeah, and I mean, I just go back to, you know, the end of last year and into the off season. Everybody wants to get to the state tournament, right? That's everybody's goal. But these guys put in the work to do that, because, you know, in the off season, I remember there was like a preseason top 10 list in 3A, and we were nowhere to be found. And then we weren't even on like the next 10 of teams to watch. One of our guys said something about that, and they were like, "Oh man, do you see we're not even in the top 20?" And I said, "Well, we haven't earned it yet because we haven't been in the top 20 yet." And I think they really took that to heart. And instead of just talking about it, like I think probably just a lot of kids do, they put their heads down and they worked for it. And so there is confidence that comes from the preparation that you've put in. And so I think that, yeah, while they don't have that experience of being at the state tournament, they know that they've worked hard enough to be the better team on the floor when the ball is tipped, no matter what floor it's on, no matter what time of day it is, we're playing in the morning. And so, like, I think just, yeah, we're ready to go, and we're excited for the challenge.
What else does Xavier have besides the guard play that you might need to watch out for?
Yeah, and you try to take away as much as you can, but you can't take away everything. And they're a really good basketball team for a reason. State tournament time, you have the 8 best teams left. And so there's always, you know, some storyline that you didn't know was going to be written for any of these teams. And, you know, you just have to make sure that you're playing your style of basketball. You can't stop the kid that's only made, you know, 5 threes on the year to come in and hit 5 in the first quarter or something like that. There's always something that happens, and you have to be ready to adjust on the fly and execute the stuff that you're good at and stick to kind of who you are.
Focus of this team has been outstanding. We had a couple of the guys in, Caden Smith and Landon Norris, in for another interview. And while they kind of joked around pre-interview, I asked them, okay, you know, what needs to happen? And they both said, we just got to go out there and play our game. And is it that simple?
Yeah, I think it's easy sometimes to just overcomplicate everything and just to worry about every little thing that could or will go wrong. But I think one of our strengths this year has been, not losing games. We've had a lot of adversity. And with adversity, I think kids find strength in that when they push through it and get past it. And so whether it's, you know, sickness or, family members passing away or things like that, we've had, you know, quite a bit of adversity, and these guys are tough and they show up every single day, and they're not gonna, you know, let the pressure of the state tournament get to them, I don't think. And I think that they're just kind of on a mission, and you just never know how the games will go, but I'm so proud of the fight that they have and the focus that they've showed up with every day together.
Well, I told those guys, have fun. You have fun, too, as a coach. And hopefully, we'll be talking after the game about preparing for a semifinal.
Thanks. Yeah, we're definitely going to enjoy it.
That's Joel Cady, Knoxville boys basketball coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS.